All right, guys, here we go. UFC fighter. That's kind of cool to say now, Brock. I've talked to you a couple times. First time we can really say that now on the Fight Bananas podcast. 1-0 in the UFC. First of all, Brock, how you doing, my man? Ah.
And just,
I like
just,
that.
Just got a free service, eating me a bowl of honeycomb.
Honeycomb, I love it. Okay, well, let's get into it. First and foremost, how are you doing with the whole corona pandemic? How are you? How's your wife doing? I saw there was an anniversary like a week back ago. So how are you doing?
Oh, yeah, man, we're doing good. We made 2 years on our anniversary, and the whole corona pandemic thing is, it's actually been going great for me. And all these gyms got closed down, and I've been doing my home cardio here, you know, for pretty much my whole career. And then, now I see a lot of guys, been seeing videos and how intense the cardio and strength that I hear and what's winning me fights. And
right.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of people hit me out and, believing in the process and, telling me it's probably some of the hardest training they've ever did, you know? Man, I've been having bodies and the training is intense and, I'm in like phenomenal, extreme cardio and strength right now, like to the peak, probably highest I've ever been in shape wise.
Wow, that's good to hear, man. That's good to hear, especially with Fight Island coming up. You never know. The phone can ring at any time. It seems it's a crazy time right now in the UFC. And we'll get into Fight Island real quick. First of all, though, didn't I see on your Instagram a couple days ago that are you shooting some kind of a movie? Are you like the next Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, man, y'all just call me the Mowat John Claude. My boy got the Mowat John. No, y'all just call me the Mowat John Claude. But yeah, and there's a local movie, rated B movie, micro budget film. There's some guys that hit up in there, you know, it's like their second movie they're trying to produce and.
Right.
Pitch it to Netflix May 9th. So May 9th, next 45-second scene coming in, talking a business, talk about a fight, and you know they just wanted me to appear in it. And one of my longtime girls has always been an actor or some sort. So yeah, you know it's a stepping stone for me. It's right. A win-win situation.
Hey, The Rock started somewhere. John Cena started somewhere. Hey, you never know. You never know. You definitely got the look for sure. Okay, so we talked to you so many times before, seeing you at all the Island Fights events, and we've seen you. We talked to you multiple times, Dana White Contender Series, all that. We never talked since your UFC victory, your debut. It was a beautiful thing, man. You walked into the octagon. You shot the arrow. How was that moment? We've talked about it so many times, but we haven't talked about it personally afterwards. So it's over now. The debut's over. The nerves are over. Can you put a bow on everything that happened in your UFC debut?
Yeah, man. Everything was perfect, man. Had Lockhart and Lee, the Clean Eats, and all them guys helped me get my weight down. First time going back down to 55 in a while, and
right.
It was a lot easier. I started probably at 95, you know, 10 weeks out, and got down and walked back in the fight the next day at like 175, you know, and felt good. Had a perfect warm up. The walkout was everything I could ever imagine. You know, I knew it was going to be a great walkout. I've always tried to make my walkouts great and be a showman, and it was perfect. Being around all the natives in New Mexico, having all them tribes behind me, it was a great experience. And I felt so comfortable going in the ring. And when I got in there, I was, this is just like another fight. It's not like what I was scared of what it was going to be.
Right, right, right.
You know, the fight went its way. You know, everybody was like, yeah, you know, I, of course, I was probably on the cards losing the fight, you know. But, I mean, you can never tell how a fight can go. I just know I'm not somebody that's, like, defeating the first round. I mean, if you're back in all the fights, I got my back took for a whole first round by a black belt. I stood up and he was on my back the whole time I came back. Juan Camilo, I think was his name. And, you know, what happened after that first round? He gassed, he faded.
Right.
I picked up, I tuned up. You know, I don't really get, I always try to start off hard, but I don't ever really get in the fight to probably like the second round.
Right.
You know, that's when I see you getting tired.
Right. I was going to say that about you. Every time I've seen you, you pick up.
It's like Diaz brother's bet.
Right.
And, I mean, you never know what could happen, you know, and in him, you know, his adrenaline was up. I felt him getting tired, you know, maybe desperate, or it was just an accident. Who knows? Who cares? On to the next. You know, I would love to get a rematch because I definitely felt his strength. I felt his abilities. I felt his striking, his timing. He was slow. I mean, I would love it. Easy fight. If he don't get cut, maybe he win a couple, we meet again, you know, but who knows?
Right.
But I got the win, man. And I'm blessed, and I'm just ready to get back in it. And you know, like my war that I've always had, all it was deprived from me, and it's all. I'm just ready to put it next.
Absolutely. Okay, there you go. You said it a couple of times. You used that word next. What do you think is next for you? Are you itching to get back in the octagon? Do you want to fight on Fight Island? There's a lot of mystery of what's going to happen. Would you rather maybe wait? Wait to maybe the midsummer, late summer, you know, get your cardio up like you're saying, maybe get in the best shape if you've ever been, and then, you know, take something maybe around that July 4th, that big weekend they do at UFC. They love your name. They love the UFC wants to promote Brock Weaver, so that might be a great card for you, that July 4th card or whatever. What is next? What would you want to do?
Like I said, man, I'm probably in the greatest cardio shape I've ever been in my whole life and career. And I do want to go out to maybe Fusion XO back down to American Top Team for about 6 weeks. And
right.
Because right now I feel like when guys go to them kind of them big camps, they go to them out of shape. So it takes 4 weeks to get in shape. And then the 2 weeks you're cutting weight. You have no time to really improve.
Right.
So I would like to go there for 6 to 8 weeks right now while I'm in great tip-top shape and then just worry about learning and improving and then enhance my cardio there too because it's just going to enhance, you know.
Right.
And then go into a fight like that. But I'm ready for whatever I think the UFC, whatever Dana knows what he wants to do with me. So whatever Dana wants to do with me, I'm down. If he wants to call me tomorrow to fight on an island, what'd you say? I said, hey, I would like to get on Alcatraz, an island out there. And fight. I mean, come on, a private island. Put me in the jungle, man. Let's go. I'm Tarzan. Come on. I mean, it's all good. I'm good. Whatever Dana wants and whatever my management.
Absolutely. Aiden Malky, you know, FRM.
Whatever they think that fits best with me.
Yes, sir.
But,
yes, sir.
You know, they got that reservation, California. They talked about and I almost did. I would love. Like that, there's a Canada card and Saskatoon count as plenty of tribes out there want me to come out there already. I'm down with any tribal thing going on, and I'm pretty sure they are too. So I'm ready, man. But I would like to get a camp too, you know. But
right.
Whatever I'm down with right now, I can fight anybody. I'll beat anybody right now. I feel like it until proven otherwise.
I love it. You got to have that mindset, especially. The UFC, top-notch. Everyone's skills are so close. It's all about mentality, I think, in that top-end echelon of the UFC. You mentioned it, too. I would love for you to kind of hit on again. You fighting at lightweight. Back at 155 was the first time in a long time. Last time me, you, and Dean were on, Dean was like, he was so excited about you at 155. So how'd you feel? How'd you feel 155? Are you ready at, you know, any moment when they give you a call? 155 is where your home is at.
Yeah, man. It's according to how soon they called me for a 55 fight. You know, it'd be like a week out.
Mm-hmm.
They got to give me a little more than just a little over 2 weeks to get that cut down. Perfect to where I don't hurt myself. But I'm walking around a little lighter right now than I was. And Lockhart and Leaf, man, they made the process so easy. And they was only with me for almost... Just right at 4.5 days. So the next fight, I told him I wanted to come, you know, 2 weeks out, maybe 3 weeks out, and I'll throw him, you know, of course, more cash. And, yeah, just having with me, that guy Eric Pena, and that works for Lockhart, it'll be amazing to really see how easy it'll be with him watching every step I do, so I don't go eat some honeycombs, you know, at nighttime. And make it just a lot easier. And the way they put the weight back on, the four shakes they make after weigh-ins in the process, you got to drink those. You drink your first shake within 15 minutes. You can't chug it. You just take little sips for 15 minutes, and you take a 10-minute break. You get your second shake. Same thing, all the way through the four shakes, and then you wait an hour and a half, and then they feed you every 3 hours all the way to the fight. And the way I put the weight back on, the way my digestive system worked that time, I never felt that amazing. I had so much energy at the fight night. I didn't even need a pre-workout. I didn't even need a bang. I didn't need nothing. My body was in a shock of energy, man. I was just shadow boxing the whole time, but I couldn't sit down. I was just so ready, man, to get out there. And I said, man, everything went perfect. But I'm not, you know, things happen.
That's awesome. But, that's awesome. Wow.
Late note, when 7, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, we'll get into it. I put up that little video. You retweeted it. Man, you got a ton of fans. I had like 8 or 10 questions real quick. I picked 5 of them that we will go through. But before we do that with the Q&As, we have like a new little segment. We call it First Bite here at Fight Bananas. I'm going to name off 6 names for you, Brock. 5, 10-second answer. The first thing that comes to your head about these names. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, first one. Conor McGregor.
Moneymaker. Businessman.
Love it. Max Holloway.
A dog.
Perfect. Roy Jones Jr.
The GOAT.
Anderson
Silva.
For sure, he is. Anderson Silva.
A spider.
The professional wrestler Sting.
Oh, my favorite wrestler of all time.
There we go.
That's the man.
Yeah, man, I heard you're going to be on That Guy's Wrestling podcast after this. We'll get you going with that. That should be a fun show. Last name on it, Jacob.
My grandpa's wrestling right now.
He's watching Raw?
Oh, right now.
Man, what, Drew McIntyre winning?
Look, hey, at Drew, who's fighting, Papa? Andre.
Oh, yeah. Cena and Almas.
Yeah.
It's crazy with no fans. It's crazy with no fans. Like I told you, he's going to get with you right after this. He's so excited to talk to you, man. He can't wait. And then there's such a huge crossover right now with MMA and wrestling, so it's a really cool thing. Last name on the list, dear friend of yours, Jacob Killer Kilburn.
Oh, what do I think about him?
Yes, sir.
Great fighter, great friend, great man of God, man, strong faith.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, cool. Like I said, so we got the Q&As. These are all from your fans. I should have wrote their handles, but I didn't. But you ready? I got 5 questions. First one is, what was the best performance of your career?
Definitely my Contender Series fight.
Contender, okay. Second question is, who's your favorite fighter of all time?
What did you say?
Who's your favorite combat sports fighter of all time?
Sport fighter?
Yes, sir. Yep. Oh, you got me back on? Am I good?
Breaking up a little bit. There you go.
Okay. They asked who's your favorite combat sports athlete of all time.
Favorite combat, you know, that's
Right now, of all time, though?
Yeah.
Of all time. Man, never really even thought of that.
Oh, there you go. The fans. The fans giving it hot.
Yeah. It would all time. I got to really boil it down to one. It would have to be Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. When did you know that you wanted to be a UFC fighter?
When I wanted to be a UFC.
Yeah, when did you know? When was that moment?
16 years
ago. Wow.
Before I even wanted to draft.
That's amazing. Last two, my man. Okay, this is a good one. When did you become a believer?
When I put 2 years ago. Really started to believe and try to live for this.
Beautiful, man.
But I've always been raised in church, but I really gave my life 2 years trying to, believe and live that life.
Yes, sir. All right, the last one from the fans. In the year 2021, who will you be fighting in the UFC?
Whoever's in the top 10.
Top 10?
Top 10.
Man, I would love a Paul Felder, something like that. That'd be kind of sick. Paul Felder, Matt, you never know. Brock Weaver, my man, appreciate you.
Dan Hooker.
Oh, I like that. That's how
I love that.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's how you end a show right there. Dan Hooker, Brock Weaver, 2021. Maybe we'll get it in Tallahassee. Who knows? Maybe something close to you up there in the Panhandle or New Orleans. Who never know. But Brock, man, appreciate you so much. You can come on anytime. It is coming in now, but we'll get it going and we'll get that stream. I'm going to get you that iPhone 11. We'll get you on that new app.
Okay. Yeah, man, I got a new phone.
All right, brother. Thank you, Brock. I'll talk to you real soon. Later.
Peace.